Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hello, Josephine. I dig you.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Friday morning, 8:04, it is Boomer in studio along with Ryan Pinder. The fan feedback line is open, 960, 960 mobile phone. A few people on board with the Fats Domino today. Where was it here? Just got the coolest flashback listening to Blueberry Hill with my dad on his 8-track. Thanks, Boom. I'm with you, buddy.
It was a deal and death. Hello, Josephine. How dare you do? Do you remember me, baby?
I can dig it. Good week for you on the music, I gotta say. Pains me to do so, but yeah.
Is that right? Wow, and it's been some different stuff, too. Little Fats Domino, some Jerry Reed. It's been across the board, there's no doubt.
It's all very festival-ish.
I love the big
festive
fart. I love the big fart and saxophone. It'll be the Battle of Alberta. Calgary Hitmen, Edmonton Oil Kings. That's a 2 o'clock start. And then the late game, the second of the doubleheader, or whatever you want to call it on Saturday, the 8 o'clock game will be the Oilers and the Flames. So a little Battle of Alberta flavor for you tomorrow. Hitmen, Prince Albert Raiders, that one goes tonight. That's a 7 o'clock start. But right now, we chat Flames and Wild with Derek Wills.
Wills in the Morning is brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Check out Varsity's all-out clear-out event on now, or go to varsitychrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
Felt like it was going to be another one of those games, Derek. Third period, pressing. The find-away Flames, as you call them, it looked like they were going to be able to do it, but they do come up short. A night they score no goals, going to make it tough to win.
You really do have to give credit to the visiting team last night. I thought the Wild played a really solid game, and that is the best I have ever seen Devin Dubnyk play. He was sensational. He looked big in the net. He's big, but sometimes he doesn't look so big in there. But he looked huge last night and made some 10 bell saves. And that save that he made on Michael Backlund late in the third period with his right pad was a game saver, and he was the reason, in my opinion, why the Wild won last night. But you know, for a 1-0 hockey game, I found it to be really entertaining.
Well, tell us about your viewings with Dubnyk and how far he's come, because I believe you crossed paths with him recently.
Yeah, I saw him last year in the American Hockey League, and last year must have been a really difficult season for him mentally, because he starts with the Oilers, where he was drafted and played a number of seasons, and then ends up kind of falling out of favor there. They trade him to the Predators. I think he played 2 games for them, and then they traded him to the Canadiens, who immediately reassigned him to the AHL's Bulldogs, and he really struggled even at that level last season. Former National Hockey League starting goaltender and first-round pick, struggling in the American Hockey League, and a lot of people wondered if his career was over, if he would be able to get an NHL contract, if he'd have to settle for a two-way, if he'd have to go play in the KHL, but you know, he got an opportunity with the Coyotes this year and really seemed to bounce back. And maybe we should give some credit to Sean Burke here, because he did a lot of work with Devin Dubnyk and seemed to get him back on his game. And they turned him into an asset, ended up getting a third-round pick for him in a deal with the Wild. And right now it looks like that was a pretty big bargain for the Wild, giving up a third-round pick for a goaltender who has now gone 3-1 with a couple of shutouts in 6 games for a team that desperately needed a goaltender to fight their way back into the Stanley Cup playoff race.
Yeah, couldn't find himself in a better spot. Opportunity plus preparation equals something. Isn't that how that saying goes?
Something like that, yeah.
And for the Flames, you give up one goal and you lose the hockey game. And the way it went in with Giordano, goes off a stick, turnover and deep in your own zone, and it's in the back of your net. Frustrating for him as well.
It was, and very rarely do you see Giordano involved in a play like that where there's a turnover and a goal against, but it happens to even the best of players, as we learned last night. And it was a tough break for the Flames, but they had a lot of time left after that, more than 50 minutes, and they had plenty of shots and plenty of scoring chances, just could not put the puck past Dubnyk. And you really, in my opinion, can't fault the Flames for losing last night. You just have to give credit where credit is due, and that is to their opponent. And it was one of those games, in my opinion, where the Wild had to win it. I mean, it wasn't mathematically a must-win, but realistically it probably was. If you lose it in regulation time, now you're 9 points behind the Flames. And it was a disappointing loss for the Flames because they did play an opponent that was below them in the standings, but an opponent that is on the rise, and an opportunity, I guess, missed for the Flames, who could have moved in front of the Canucks and who could have put themselves a little further out in front of some of them teams behind them in the fight for a playoff spot in the Western Conference. Not the greatest night on the out-of-town scoreboard for them, but have another chance tomorrow night to pick up two important points, and we'll see if they can bounce back.
And they get the Oilers coming in, playing as good as maybe they played all year. As weird as that sounds, they've got points in three of their last four, six of a possible eight.
Yes, but still a game the Flames have to win. I mean, the Oilers have been playing better to some extent since putting Todd Nelson behind the bench, but I mean, still the team that is struggling. And I mean, last night they beat the Sabres in a battle between the two worst teams in the National Hockey League. So the Flames have to win another Battle of Alberta tomorrow night. And if they play their game, then I'm confident they will pick up a pair of points. And you know, the Flames are playing well right now. And it goes back to that four-game winning streak before the All-Star break. And they even had a chance to win that game against the Ducks. And I know it finished 6-3, but it really wasn't a lopsided hockey game. At least I didn't think it was against the first overall team in the NHL. And you know, they come back and didn't play a great game their first game after the break, but they end up winning 4-1 against the Sabres, played really well in the second half of that hockey game, and last night they played well again. And I think the story last night, the silver lining last night, had to be Jonas Hiller. You know, we all wondered if this would turn into a goaltending controversy with the way that Joni Ordio played and those four straight wins before the break, and, you know, he wasn't great in that last game, but we thought he might get another chance after the break. But Brad Treliving and Bob Hartley decided to send him down, not recall him, and give Jonas Hiller a chance to take the ball and run with it. And I think he's improved in each of the three games he's played in, that one half game before the break and the two after it.
And interesting, too, though, he does lose the hockey game, which maybe opens the door for Kari Ramo on Saturday a little bit.
I don't think so. I mean, I could be wrong, but I have to think with the way that Hiller played last night, I think it was his best game in a long time. As a matter of fact, Peter Laubardius thinks that it was probably his best game since that 2-1 overtime victory in Chicago back on October 15th, where the Blackhawks outshot the Flames 49-19. I mean, and he was the one reason why they won that hockey game. And I guess Michael Backlund helped out scoring the game in overtime as well. But Hiller, I thought, was really strong last night, and I would be really surprised if he went to Kari Ramo. And Hartley had a long talk with Ramo at practice the other day, and I didn't hear much of it. And some of the stuff that I did hear, I'm not going to share. But basically, he said to his goaltender, you have to get better every day. And I think that's a message that he sends to all of his players. And it's really important that guys do try to get better, not just in games, but in practices as well. So he wants to see more, not only from Ramo, but from Hiller. And Hiller's giving them more right now, and that's great to see, because I really believe that the Flames are going to get to the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're going to get there with Jonas Hiller playing the majority of the hockey games between now and the end of the regular season.
Fans are very excited to, you know, hopefully see all three of these, the fresh round of call-ups, Wotherspoon on the back end, Wolf and Berchi up front. Do you think Hartley goes to a roster shake-up to try to get a little more offense out of this group?
That's a good question. I mean, they had plenty of shots last night, Ryan, and I'd love to know how many scoring chances they had. I'll ask the coaches today when I see them at practice, but I suspect they had quite a few scoring opportunities. Sometimes you just run into a hot goaltender, and it's not that you're not executing. It's just that he's on his game and really good, and I think that that's how you can describe last night's game against Devin Dubnyk in the Wild. The shots and the chances were there. The goals just weren't. So I don't think it's necessarily anything the Flames were doing wrong. I mean, they did have some chances that you wish they would have buried. The one that really stands out to me is that Sean Monahan opportunity in the third period where he went to his backhand and had half a net to shoot at and just missed. I think the puck may have been rolling on him a little bit, not to make excuses for him, but I'm not sure it quite settled down the way that he wanted it to. But I'm not too worried about this team scoring goals. They've scored a lot of goals, a lot more goals certainly than we thought they would score this season. But as far as lineup changes are concerned, I don't know. Who would you take out? Because I thought Mason Raymond had his best game in a while last night. Paul Byron had another opportunity and a breakaway. Who would you pull out if you were to put maybe Berger or Wolf in?
Well, I wasn't thinking about the forwards, to be honest. I was thinking about on the back end in terms of
I'd have no problem swapping David Wolf for Bolig right now.
Sure, and I would say Wotherspoon for England. At least you get an idea of what another option is, because England has struggled most of the year, in my mind, at some parts of the game. I like him on the penalty kill, but other spots he scares me.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind putting Wotherspoon in there tomorrow night. As for Bolig, Boomer, I actually thought that the first, third, and fourth lines all had really good games last night, and I thought Bolig was the best player on the fourth line. So I know where you're coming from. I think that Wolf has the potential to be a similar player, and based on his production at the AHL level, maybe he has more offensive upside than Bolig. And I'd kind of like to see Wolf in there just to see how far he's come since we last saw him play a game in this market, which was against the UFC Dinos, and I wasn't overly impressed with him in that game. I thought he really had to do some work on his skating, and based on what I've seen in practices, his skating really has come a long way since then. So give credit where credit is due, and that's to David Wolf for getting a lot of work done down with the Adirondack Flames and improving his overall game, but especially his skating. So we'll have to wait and see what happens here. I mean, I think there's a chance that one of those three guys gets in, and Boomer, maybe you're right. Pinder, maybe you're right. Maybe it is a defenseman going in. I think they like what they see from Rafa Diaz right now, so maybe it's Derek Engelin that does get a break, and we see that they give Tyler Wotherspoon a shot finally.
Well, they'll gain some foot speed and puck moving ability in my mind, so yeah, it's worth a try.
And
right?
It's probably not a bad thing to do in a matchup against the Oilers,
but less gristle,
certainly.
A little less gristle going from England to Wotherspoon, I would think, and probably a scar tissue.
A lot less
gristle,
scar tissue,
that sort of thing. We'll have a good weekend. Enjoy the Battle of Alberta. We'll talk to you Monday.
Yeah, great hockey day tomorrow in Calgary, and I look forward to talking to you about it on Monday.
Thanks.
Wills in the Morning is brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Check out Varsity's all-out clear-out event on now, or go to varsitychrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
8:16, Friday morning. When we come back, we'll do the game in a minute.
Will we?
Yes.
Because you've been threatening that all morning.
I know.
You've been teasing. Some guy is still in his car from 6:20 when you tease the game in a minute, and he hasn't gone into the office yet because he hasn't heard it yet.
You want me to do it now?
Well, I'm just saying, you got to get play it at some point. You've been teasing us all morning.
All right. Just yeesh. Fine. I'll buckle under this intense pressure and play for you now the game in a minute.
Game in a Minute, brought to you by Jack Carter Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC. It's cruise season. Get a brand new Chevy Cruze starting below 12 grand. Visit Jack Carter's Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC.
Here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary, site for game two of a six-game homestand for the Flames tonight. They'll try to start a winning streak by beating the Minnesota Wild. Hops in front, Parise, Deke shoots and scores. The puck takes a crazy carom out of the near quarter, bounces right out in front of the net to Zach Parise, who makes a quick backhand to forehand move and finds the five hole of Jonas Hiller, and the Wild take a 1-0 lead. Point was shot, knocked out in front. Pominville robbed by Hiller. Rebound is Zucker, and he's stoned by the Flames goaltender. Gaudreau, dangling, steps in front, shoots. Good save by Dubnyk, who then grabs the puck off his blocker with his glove and holds it. Giordano, a long lead pass. Byron on a breakaway. Deeks shoots, and he's robbed by Dubnyk. A terrific right hat save by the Wild goaltender keeps the shutout intact. And the Wild hold on for dear life, and they win this hockey game. Devin Dubnyk dynamite tonight. Stoffs all 29 Flame shots to get his second shutout since joining the Wild. And in only six games, as they blank the Flames by a final score of 1-0.
Game in a minute, brought to you by Jack Carter's Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC. Prices have been cut down. Get a brand new Cadillac ATS for just $28,000. Visit Jack Carter's Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC.
Are we happy now? Are we satisfied?
That guy can go to work now. His family's going to eat next month because of you. Thank you.
Now we have nothing left. Now it's just nothing but slide whistles till 10 a.m.
It's Friday. That's what people want. Surveys show Friday slide whistle.
Big night in the NHL last night. 11 other games. We'll walk through it. The Leafs, could they snap that losing streak? Buffalo flirting with a record, a team record of futility. And what about San Jose? Because we said yesterday, if the Flames win and the Sharks lose,
then the Flames will win the Cup.
So we'll find out. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer talking sports in the morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
I want to walk you home.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
You look so good to me. Ooh-wee. I wish I was a lucky guy who could walk you right on
down the aisle.
I look the way you walk.
Calgary Hitman, Prince Albert Raid is... Steve Curl and John Thrower with the call tonight.
Doesn't sound right to me.
No, it's Prince Albert. I checked. 7 o'clock start.
I got the names, so...
Oil Kings tomorrow, Two Bells, over or at the Dome. And then they'll get ready for the other one.
Keep it on the old collegiate schedule, just playing weekends of late.
That's right. So that is coming up. Tomorrow we'll have both of those games for you. Oil Kings and Hitman, then Flames and Oilers. Edmonton v. Calgary.
A lot of Battle of Alberta. The Rocket was just in here.
Toronto and
Montreal,
Philadelphia,
Pittsburgh,
Montreal,
Budapest,
Montreal and Calgary and Hartford and Pittsburgh,
Fort St. John and
Albuquerque,
Rimouski,
London,
Chicoutimi,
Red Deer,
Three Hills,
Swan Hills,
Two Hills, Bassano.
North Battleford. Vulcan.
Herbert.
Olds.
Cardale.
Carstairs.
Shoal Lake. Birdle.
LaRange.
Flin Flon. Portage La Prairie. Kazakhstan, not a city. 8:30, so we'll do your NHL roundup. Lots of games. Gosh, there was a lot of games last night, wasn't there?
Boy, there was. It felt like there's about 11 of them.
So many games. And we'll take you through all of them.
Oh, sit back, friends. We'll do the work for you.
The New York Islanders at home to the Boston Bruins. This is a Big East battle. The Islanders, one of the top teams in the East. Boston trying to get back to where there was a time not that long ago when they were.
They've been great of late as well. They've
points
turned the corner.
In 12 of 13.
Wow.
They defeat the Islanders by a score of 5-2. Riley Smith.
My boy.
His 10th of the season. Chips in a pair of helpers, as does Milan Lucic. 5-2 Bruins win it.
Riley Smith, 3 points, first star, the former Miami of Ohio Redhawk. Atta boy, Riley Smith.
John Tavares has a 5-game point streak, goals in each of his last 4. Big night for Tuukka Rask.
Is his birthday?
So we've done Milan Lucic, Riley Smith, and Tuukka Rask in this.
Boy, there's a lot of Bruins.
Milan Lucic. they got back from Dallas. And then,
my buddy Riley Smith, Toronto boy, you know.
And then, of course, don't forget
Riley was
the goalie, who, of course, 43 stops last night.
There. And then there's always the bits where he yells it wrong. Yeah. Milan Lukic.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Which goalie is going to start tonight, Don?
Tuukka Rask.
That's right.
Oh.
Retro Biro.
No.
This is not a Lake Erie monster.
There's Timmy and Varlamov.
Colorado.
How about my good buddy Bob Lalongo in Vancouver?
No, it's not there. It's Florida. Florida now. Later.
GTHL beauty.
Yeah. Okay.
Bradley Smith.
Down the street from Dougie Gilmore.
There was no
Kingston kid.
Yeah.
Give me a kiss, Dougie.
Not applicable. Islanders, in spite of the loss, have won. They're 17-5 at home. A rare home loss in front of another capacity crowd at the Nassau County Coliseum.
Are we taking the morning show to Nassau Coliseum for the final home game of the season?
I wouldn't
mind. Let's get Kirsch back in here.
I wouldn't mind. I've never been.
Yeah, there's a really cheap hotel across the parking lot, so that'll work well.
Boom, do we really need to send two guys to the draft, or can one guy do it?
Do you think one guy can do like a 12-hour show?
Do you think one guy?
Well, we're on the air for like 14 hours. And you need to get interviews. And you
get one guy can get audio, the other guy does the show.
What if we got some stringer or something out there just to hold the microphone? Pay him like nine cents an hour.
Rangers home to the Montreal Canadiens. The Les Habitants. You know what? You hate the Habs. There's some Hab hate right now from you.
Love the Habs.
There must be some stat or some sheet or website that's got your dander up.
I'm worried for them. I'm worried because their goalie is awesome, but if he doesn't play well, they don't win.
This is what shooting percentage. Is this a Corsi thing?
They get outshot every night, it seems.
Habs outshoot the Rangers 26-24 last night.
Carey Price, fantastic.
24 saves.
First star again.
So the Habs, who continually are outshot.
We don't continually get outshot.
They continually fall behind.
They don't continually fall behind.
It's 4 in a row for the Habs. They've won 14 of 18.
Oh, okay.
Carey Price, his third shutout of the season. He's a pretty good goalie, hey?
He's
the best goalie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure on him, though.
That's true. Yeah.
A lot of pressure on him.
He's sixth in Habs history as far as shutouts.
Who cares? 2002.
Who cares?
Oh, Sutsy, right, please. I'm trying to.
Not into that franchise.
So, should we have a major announcement tomorrow?
No, I'm just doing the highlights. We're just doing the games. Habs win 1-0. Well, I'm not trying to stir anything up.
Okay.
They're playing the Capitals tomorrow, so maybe they should have a big conference about Price and where he's at in wins total.
Winnipeg Jets. Did you hear in Winnipeg they have to boil their water before they can drink it right now?
If not, like,
only in Winnipeg is reality that funny. Like a year ago, it was so cold that all of their water pipes froze and they had no running water. Then it gets so hot and sticky and bugs and everything in the summer, you can't leave your house. And right now there's some E. coli outbreak. They have to boil their water. Evander Kane, loving life in Winnipeg. Jets fall to the Philadelphia Flyers by a score of 5-2. Vandeveld, Simmons, Schultz, Shen, Couturier for the Flyers in this one.
And who does love Winnipeg is Matthew Perreault. He got 2 last night. He's up to 17 on the year.
That's right.
You thought Matt Beleski was having a good year. This guy's come out of nowhere as well.
For Nick Schultz, his first goal in 126 games.
Not his first game in 126 games.
No, he's okay. Played...
in his last 126 games, how many games has
he
played?
Every time he plays a game, it's another game that he's played.
So he's played 126 games in his last 126 games.
I'd have to look it up.
Okay, well, we'll move along.
Arizona in Toronto to face the Maple Leafs. Leafs, man, they are rolling. It's just night after night after night, you can count on the Maple Leafs to come through.
Absolutely.
And last night, though, Phil Kessel... between burgers and bed, found a way to pot his 20th of the season.
Give my audio there, Jay, please.
Now's when we play that.
Leafs counterattack quickly. Front of the net. Kessel going to the net. Scores! Holy mackinac! The drought is over.
watch your burger.
Even the horn was excited. Listen. Little waver in there.
Burger.
You know what's great is they had, they've won three, coming in, had won three of 18. And it sounds like they won the cup if you listen to Joe Bowen. Listen to him screaming his face off for a...
Holy mackerel, the drought is over!
Yeah, 1-0.
It's 1-0 in the first. You're like 3.5 in.
And if he's living and dying with every goal, this one, they should have had CPR team up to him.
Scores! Oh, no! All the way from out at center! Take that back!
Actually, it was closer
it
to the...
It is from the blue line!
Closer to the blue line.
Which blue
line?
The blue Arizona line. Blue line. Wow. They win the draw back Ekman to the... Ekman Larson, who puts it in the net!
A bomb.
No.
Nope.
Dainty muffin wrister.
So it wasn't like
from the far blue.
A slap shot from the slot.
It does the
hash marks. Take that back.
Take that back.
It does the does the wake field under the glove of Jonathan Bernier to tie it. That was actually the fastest shorthanded goal to start a period.
Take that back.
Mm.
The blue Arizona line. Blue line.
Yeah. Get it right. Hanzel, Gagne, 3-1 final. So for the Leafs, 8 straight losses and 3 wins in their last 19. What would we do without the Leafs?
Take that back!
Death, sorry.
Taxes. So good. Dallas in Ottawa last night to take on the Senators. The return of Jason Spezza, the beloved Spezza. And he was in such a good mood.
He was.
They met with the media the day before and then the morning of. He was so happy to return to Ottawa.
Just like a weight had been lifted.
The Stars win it by a score of 6-3.
Hmm.
Letton in the win, 25 saves, and it was Robin Lehner, 35 saves in the defeat.
Al Shemsky picks up another point against his old club. That's 4-2 games now.
JV Benn, a 2-goal night, including one into an empty net. He's got 16.
Those are easier to do into the empty nets, typically.
Yeah, and when there's no goalie in, it's an empty net, right?
Usually.
Tampa Bay home to the Detroit Red Wings, 5-1 Lightning, on the strength of a hat-trick performance from Cédric Paquette. C'est bon, oui? Un, deux, trois?
Mais oui.
Sept, huit, neuf? À la saison?
And he's on the rush, 2-on-1 with Paquette. Paquette will fire, he scores! A hat-trick, Cédric Paquette!
Ah, merci beaucoup! Zut alors, merci beaucoup, Cédric Paquette. 5-1. Les victoires pour les Lightning.
Goals number 7.
Huit. Et neuf.
On the season.
Which, 9.
Which is 9 in English.
That's right.
Les Lightning.
9.
À la maison. À la maison Lightning.
At the House of Lightning.
The
is that some sort of a
rock bar? À la maison. L'Amalie Arena. La maison de Lightning. 9 straight victoire à la maison.
English, please.
9 in a row at home. They've won 9 in a row. The Columbus Blue Jackets in Florida.
9.
The delay's on purpose.
I know.
Like, he's sitting there. He can press it at any time, but he waits until you move on because then it's funnier. If you wait and then you drill it.
He's a genius.
And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to start talking about the Panthers and Jackets.
Yeah.
He's going to do it again.
Yeah, might give us the girl this time.
The Florida Panthers.
9.
The Florida Panthers home to the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Panthers had been on a 5-game losing streak. They win it by a score of 3-2. Thank God for Sean Bergenheim on the power play. Gets the game winner. It's their first home win in 7 tries. Roberto Luongo makes 31 saves for the win. And former Flame Curtis McElhinney takes the loss.
Might see Anton Forsberg at some point. We'll see.
He's retired. Bad feet.
That's a different force.
Got bad feet. They call him Foppa. They call him Foppa.
A different guy.
I don't think so. Check your notes.
I will get back to you.
St. Louis, Nashville, two of the better teams, two of the top teams in the West going at it in St. Louis. Mike Fisher and Philip Forsberg, they call him Foppa.
No.
He's got bad feet.
That's, no, you said but, that guy was retired.
He is.
But how he scored last night.
Then goals from Schwartz, Oshie, and Ott. Fisher comes back. He's going to tie that thing. Ryan Reeves puts the Blues in front. James Neal, 16th, ties it. Overtime, nothing. Shootout, Shattenkirk, 5-4, Blues. They've won 8 of 9.
3 points given out, too. Chicago doesn't like that.
No.
You've now got to Nashville 68, St. Louis 64, leading the Central.
The Blues went 0-6 on the power play. They lose Patrick Berglund and Laterra in this game.
Jori Laterra.
Jori. Hey, Jori. He's coming to your town. Hey, Jori. Never wears a frown. 8:42 as we continue to beat this dead horse. Edmonton at home to the Buffalo Sabres. Two really good teams facing off at Rexall Place.
No, you said it was the Sabres and the Oilers at Rexall.
Oh, I had Ducks and Sharks. Yeah, Oilers and Sabres. And ordinarily when you talk about the Oilers, you very quickly throw in a little tidbit about how bad they are, how many games in a row they've lost. But in this one, it's actually the Sabres who have bragging rights in that department. 3-2, Oilers win it. And for the Sabres, they've lost 13 straight games in regulation, no points.
A collection of nice humans, just not that good at hockey as a group.
That's the longest skid in franchise history. For the Oilers, Lander, Anton, switch that. 1 goal, 2 assists. They've won 3 of 4. They lose Nikitin. He's got a upper body shoulder thing. Expected to miss considerable time.
Nikitin.
Here's the thing. And I mentioned this earlier. Mm. The Buffalo Sabres are mired in a franchise-long losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
13 straight. And it's not like they've gotten points in 10 of 13. And No. 13, no points.
Last time they won was way back on the 27th of December. That was 2 days after Christmas.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
And every year, the 27th is 2 days after Christmas.
It continues to be that.
And the Oilers, they've won 3 of their last 4. They're getting some points. Even still, that huge skid and getting points, the Oilers are only 4 points up on Buffalo.
All thanks to the first of the year for future Hall of Famer Oscar Klefbom.
Lander with the puck now. Anton Lander. Shot scores. Klefbom hammers that shot, and the Oilers have the lead.
We have a lot of listeners in Edmonton, so that's just a shout out.
Number one morning show in Edmonton.
Hear it.
Sports show in Edmonton. Sharks home to the Ducks. This was the one we were scoreboard watching. If you're a Flame fan, the Sharks, if they were to lose this game in regulation, Flames win in regulation, or just win, period. That'd be the 4-point swing. And
sure.
Well, Flames didn't win and Sharks didn't lose. In fact, they double up the Ducks in this one by a score of 6-3. Andrew Cogliano, man, is he fast. Hey, the former Oiler, Andrew Cogliano, fast.
I probably built a career on speed, really, if you
can
think about
really
it.
Skate. And boy, is he fast.
Very quick.
He sure is fast. And boy, is he fast.
Matt Beleski and Patrick Maroon. What a Maroon scoring for the Ducks. The Sharks, they scored 6 in a row through the first and second. Pavelski, Goodrow, Marlowe, Irwin, Shepard, Dillon. I don't know who any of those guys are.
Matt Irwin, former Nanaimo Clipper.
He doesn't really know where he's going, but he's always the first guy there.
Brendan Dillon from Surrey.
Zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom. Sharks have won 6 straight. Ilya Bryzgalov.
6 in a row for the Sharks. What?
Either way, it's a Darkwing Duck.
What about
Darkwing Duck? He's a hero.
Well, Ilya, 6 goals on 25 shots, got the hing, and Anderson came in.
He was not a hero for the Ducks.
Antti Niemi, 25 for the Sharks. Do you suppose...
Slow this down for me.
With Antti Niemi, his brother.
Antti Niemi's brother.
If his brother has children, right?
Okay.
That would be Antti Niemi's nephews.
If they're boys.
Yeah. So he's got, let's just say for example, if Antti Niemi's brother has 2 sons... Those would be Niemi's nephews, right?
I follow you.
So those nephews, those boys, when And if they refer to Antti Niemi.
Yeah, their father's brother.
Yeah. The brother of their own father.
Yeah.
Do you suppose they'd call him Uncle Antti?
Yeah, I think they would.
That'll do it for the NHL story. It's 8:47. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Waking up in the morning with Boomer. Picture that. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Is that a shame?
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
My heart, when you said we'll part, ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Cry,
the one and only Fats Domino, your soundtrack today, 6 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Some Calgary Flames news. We heard yesterday that the new American Hockey League affiliate will no longer be in Glens Falls and the Adirondack Flames. It's moving to Stockton, California. The Flames, Calgary, purchased the Stockton Thunder. So what about the East Coast League? What are they going to do there? Well, they are moving their East Coast League franchise to Glens Falls. Just a little bit of a, you know, shell game.
Okay.
Is what they're doing. Manchester, which was the former AHL home of the LA Kings.
Manch.
And Norfolk. The Norfolk
Admirals.
Lumberjacks.
No, Admirals. Same as the Milwaukee team. Believe it or not, there was two Admirals in the AHL for many years.
What league would do that?
Seriously.
Adirondack, Manchester, Norfolk, they now become East Coast Hockey League homes as the Pacific Division in the AHL was formed yesterday. Los Angeles, San Jose, Anaheim.
Pittsburgh, Montreal, Las Vegas, Winnipeg,
Calgary, and Hartford, and Pittsburgh, Montreal.
That's I don't know what else there is to tell you there. That's how that goes.
I'm confused. What's going to happen with Worcester and Oklahoma City?
Ooh.
No word on those two yet.
Well, you know what? Let them worry about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to hang out. I'm just saying, if anyone knows,
San Jose
feel free
can't
to text
figure
in
out
and tell us.
What they want to do with Worcester, and if the Oilers can't figure out Oklahoma City, then...
Maybe they need a Central League team.
Fan feedback line continues to roll this morning. Mm. Doing some work at the station, some service work, realized why Pinder wears those flat-brim gangster hats. That haircut is terrible.
Mm.
I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think it's a horror. I've had many, many terrible haircuts. I don't believe this is one of them.
You know what you need to do for charity?
Shave my head.
No, let it go. Because I want to see that big mop.
Well... Have you ever dreamt about working with Screech?
No.
If you don't want to, then don't encourage that.
I had the Antti Niemi take last segment.
The one with the Sharks.
Yeah. And my thought was Antti Niemi, his brother. If his brother had, say, two sons, those would be the nephews of Antti Niemi.
Right.
Would those nephews call him Uncle Antti? And apparently, some people are saying, I did that already, that joke, if you want to call it that.
I don't think it's a joke at all.
That I did that with Antti Raanta. And that's not accurate.
It's very inaccurate, in fact.
Because when I was talking about Antti Raanta, I said, what if Antti Raanta and his sister, what if that sister of Antti Raanta had, say, two daughters?
The daughters of the sister of Antti Raanta.
Yeah. Those would be the nieces.
Right, not nephews.
Ranta's nieces, not nephews, not brother's sister. So it's completely different. But
totally
granted,
different scenario.
I'm curious if those nieces, again, the daughters of his sister.
Antti Raanta, this is.
Would they call him Uncle Antti? So again, please, if you're going to critique the show, have your facts straight.
It's free, but we do encourage listening.
Coming up today, it'll be Hockey Central at noon with Pat Steinberg. He'll be in his thoughts on the 1-0 loss last night. And then, of course, we'll get the big show rolling at 2 with Rob Kerr. And we look forward to that.
Did you buy me coffee?
Are you flirting?
Yeah. Wanted coffee.
What are you doing?
She went to go get coffee, and I walked right by her. Had to go pay for parking. Didn't even offer coffee.
Did you offer to buy her a coffee when you were going out?
I wasn't going to get a coffee. I was going to pay for parking.
You couldn't have stopped along the way?
No one does that. That's weird.
Yeah, why are you going out to pay for parking? Can you not do... Everyone does it on their phone. Can you not do that on your phone?
I like the workout.
No, that's not it.
There's a glitch on the website. It won't let me register.
No?
Yes.
There's no glitch.
There's a glitch.
Do you have a credit problem? Is that what it is?
No, not at all.
Do you need me to co-sign so you can pay for parking, like $2 a day?
I'm pretty sure that...
Like, is that what you need? We'll go to the bank. We'll walk over to Tangerine down the street here. Get a little bank account set up. I'll co-sign so you can figure out about $3 a day.
It is not a credit issue. You ask the folks at cakeswithattitude.net. My credit is outstanding.
So again, this afternoon, the big show.
Fantastic.
And Rob Kerr will have that all set up for you in just a few short hours. Again, the big weekend is coming up. Super Bowl, Battle of Alberta Saturday. Last night, the Wild with the 1-0 win. So Kerr will have plenty of reaction for that starting at 2 o'clock. With the big show. With the big show.
Are we going to do a big prediction here for the Super Bowl, or do we not care?
Like what?
Who's Rob Kerr?
Good question.
Our Calgary Flames play-by-play.
I'd really...
Redheaded guy with the glasses. No, redhead. No, what is he? See,
the glasses, right?
Guy with the glasses.
No.
He's, I believe it's black hair.
When? Black.
It's not...
Big swoop.
Not red.
Swoop.
It's not
oh,
red.
Oh, the redheaded guy with the glasses.
No.
Not
the
redhead.
The big part.
He's got the part.
Big part.
He's a big swooping part.
Madman.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good play-by-play guy. We enjoy him. He's obviously not a big fan of kippers. You kind of undercut me trying to sell the show. The redheaded guy with the glasses.
No.
With the big...
Not the big part. He's got the part. Big part. Big swooping part.
Okay. I'm going to have a heart attack if we don't stop playing that. So what we're going to do is take a break. We got an update for you here. It is 9 o'clock. We'll do what you want to talk about. So if there's something we've missed or not appropriately worked on today for you, get it in, 960-960 from your mobile phone.
I don't see how that's possible. We've been very thorough in the world of sports today.
Elliot Friedman and Stephen Brunt all on the way. Sportsnet 960, the fan.
Oh, the redheaded guy with the glasses. No redhead.
No, what is he?